Good morning. We continue with our discussion of Chovos Salababos Shah Cheshbon HaNefesh. We are in the 22nd of the Cheshbonos, where the author of the Chovos Salababos has warned us to take time out of our lives and appreciate the fact that we're not loners in the world, but rather we are individuals who are part of a greater society. So yesterday we talked about just becoming aware of the society. Today, the author of the Chovos Salababos continues his idea and tells us it's not enough just to be aware of all the people who are involved in the world around us, but rather that we have to realize that we have to interact and interpersonalize with the world around us. He says, you know what this is like? This is like a lot of people who are traveling to a faraway place, and they had to go ahead and stop every single night in a bunch of inns. Each person was traveling with lots of luggage. And the people, each person either had to go ahead and handle his own stuff and open and close his own luggage and take care of his own party, or they could all work together, and if they came up with that plan, so everybody would be able to rest easier and load up in the morning easier, and they would handle their trip much easier. So he says that is how one might ideally interact when we're traveling on this road and stopping in the inns that we call life as well. It reminds me, my sister-in-law once got stuck over Shabbos on a flight back to Israel. The flight got stuck, took off late, and got stuck somewhere in the middle of Europe on an Erev Shabbos. And she describes the sense of emergency that took place when they landed that close to Shabbos. Had the people all decided to split up into their own camps, everyone would have been Mechallel Shabbos. She says, we all worked together, we made it our business, and we made things work. And as a result, they had one of their most lovely Shabbosos. And she said, she made a lot of good friends that she maintains until today because of the fact that they went through something together and they did it together. The author of the Chovos Salababos says that a person has a responsibility to realize that the world's a tough place to be unless you work together. In fact, he goes on to say that the world is a tough place to be until you understand that peace is what helps us work together. And if we interact together because we want to better our environment through peace, until we realize that the world is scary. But once we do, everything gets done much easier, and there's a lot of positive interaction. So he says, why don't we do that? Why not? Why do people move towards the loner place? Why is there so much strife in the world? And the answer is because everyone wants to get ahead. Because everyone thinks that if they try harder and work harder in their own area, that will make them be more successful. And so the idea of a person to choose to only care about his own self and his own place causes a difficulty. Not only that, over the fact that people take on more than they can handle. Because I think I have to do everything myself, and because I think if I put more energy into what I'm doing, I will get bigger and further ahead. So as a result, I try to get things that aren't shaykh to me. If I believe that the Ribono Shel Olam gives each person and each animal that which each one needs, and that which he decides is the proper portion for each one of us, then no matter how hard we work, we will either have or not have that which we need. So I'm not taking away that which is yours. It reminds me of the man. I was helping one of my other kids this week learn Parshas Haman. Well, the man was that type of a challenge as well. If a person thought he or she would get out there, mostly he would get out there and take a bigger portion, by definition, by the time you got home, the portion was not the portion that you had scooped up. It was the portion that you deserved. Work is just a lot of big mun. And a person who realizes that that which I put into it is what the Ribono Shel Olam wants me to have, and if I put in my best effort, I get my piece. And after that point, I should be helping others get to their peace, so then I get what I get, and the others get what they get. But if I don't, then I don't even wind up acquiring that which is rightfully mine, because I don't even bother to try to get my chelek. So a person really benefits from working with other people, even though he thinks he might lose in the process. Think about the electronic companies that were destroyed after Hurricane Sandy, and you'll know what I'm talking about. One store lost all of its electricity, and so as a result, the other store provided the first store with inventory so that it would be able to sell on commission so that he would get the money back. This made a huge statement in the world at large that both companies were able to fulfill their orders through the same inventory. Why? Because the second guy said, I'm not going to get anything more out of knocking the other guy out of business. What a kiddush Hashem. The bakers who knew that one baker's equipment was gone, so he allowed the other one to come into his place and do the cooking and baking that he needed to do to get his bakery open at the time that the first baker was not doing the work, and just to make sure that both stores would continue to be open. This is an understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamzi to everyone that which they are entitled to do. If we work in a world where everybody works together, then the world becomes a stronger place. But if we work to the world by cutting out the other guy, and that is the focus of the work that I'm doing, then we wind up getting cut out in the process. No business ever winds up being successful by playing only defense. You don't wind up shining because you're only playing defense. Your best product display is what you are putting out, and therefore the competition reminds you to stay on your toes. And that's what we say when we talk about the mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Perhaps if we go through our day today thinking to ourselves, just what can I do to be more interactive and helpful with the world around me, we can go and benefit and have a great day.